Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Once again, the American public is being gaslighted. We're being given a narrative and we're told this is how things are, so don't question it. First, let's be very clear about two important things. One, President Trump has been loath to accept the November presidential election, given the many charges of fraud and manipulation. His speech on Wednesday morning was as fiery as any he has given, and he did ask his followers to march to the Capitol and protest the Electoral College vote. Second, with all the rallies Donald Trump has held since he first announced his candidacy in advance of the 2016 election, there has never been violence perpetrated by his followers. At a Chicago rally early in the 2016 campaign, left-wing agitators showed up to attack people, take control of the microphone, and force the rally to end before it even got underway. Donald Trump's MAGA followers have been peaceful supporters of law and order. Reports have come in from various quarters that members of Antifa and Black Lives Matter injected themselves during the Capitol protest and fomented the violence that ensued. In fact, many photos were taken of people dressed in the all-black garb of Antifa and Black Lives Matter fascist rabble-rousers. The differences in reactions to the events on Wednesday to the demonstrations riots of last spring and summer are stunning. When Black Lives Matter and Antifa conducted their terrorist activities in Portland, Seattle, Milwaukee, D.C., New York, L.A., and other cities, the various mayors and governors could only blame President Donald Trump. When Trump offered to send troops in to quell the rioters, he was told to stay out. The mayors and governors stepped aside and allowed the masked marauders to conduct their reign of terror, burning buildings, beating on cars and people, and creating as much mayhem as they could. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser defended the rioters as exercising their constitutional rights. She told the president to back off from bringing the National Guard in while defending her right to decide who would police the streets of her city. Even with all the destruction that occurred to historical statues and businesses set ablaze and destroyed, she never wavered in her support of these homegrown hoodlums. Now it's all a different story. According to Mayor Bowser, Nancy Pelosi, and slow Joe Biden, the actions of those on Wednesday were actions of domestic terrorists that bordered on treason. They demanded arrests and convictions. They blamed Donald Trump and said he has got to go. With less than 2 weeks left in his presidency, they're now demanding implementation of the 25th Amendment, declaring the president unfit for office or, if that's not done, Pelosi said she'll seek impeachment. The left-wing Democrats and their Marxist supporters have never hated anyone as much as they hate Donald Trump. Should Trump have not suggested his followers march to the Capitol and demand a rejection of the electoral votes? Perhaps. But with less than 2 weeks left, they want to go after Trump with a vengeance that will never die. The biggest hypocrite in this whole venture is Joe Biden himself. During one of his very rare appearances before the camera, when the Black Lives Matter demonstrations turned to riots, Biden was asked if he would condemn their actions. At first, he demurred. He wouldn't commit one way or the other. When he finally did speak out, it was a very soft condemnation of all violence, and he had the audacity to primarily condemn white supremacists, not Antifa or Black Lives Matter. Well, they certainly weren't domestic terrorists. Now, Biden quickly condemns Wednesday's actions as having been committed by domestic terrorists. Was 2020 only a precursor to 2021? Stay tuned to find out. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.